Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Nathan Brooks. He is the event coordinator for the Chino Valley Fire Foundation. He is also a firefighter paramedic for the Chino Valley Fire District. So thank you very much for joining me today, Nathan. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate your time.
So first of all, tell us about the Chino Valley Fire District. What area do you serve?
So the Chino Valley Fire District serves the communities of Chino, Chino Hills, and the unincorporated areas of San Bernardino County. And through the fire district, the firefighters and some community citizens back in 1994 decided to come up with the Chino Valley Fire Foundation. Now, the foundation is a nonprofit organization, which is unique in the way that it operates, being that it's operated by volunteers from the fire department itself. And through that, all of our proceeds, all of our fundraising can be used 100% towards the programs that we support.
Great. Now, it's not just about fighting fires. It's more than that. Can you go into a little bit of the specifics about what you do?
Absolutely. So when we run calls, you know, we run primarily medical aids in this day and age, probably over 80% of our calls. And when we do this, we get to go into a lot of different homes and get to see a lot of different people and different issues and different problems, sometimes their worst-case nightmares. And when we run these calls, we felt the need that, you know, we needed to reach beyond the time that we arrived on scene and the time that we left scene. And through that, they came up with the Fire Foundation. We have a program through the Fire Foundation called Adopt a Family, and it's something I'm very proud of. The ability of this program to give back to our citizens at the time that the clock stops on the call. Through this program, we can make funds available to families that have suffered personal tragedy, such as an unexpected death or like a fire-related loss, and they need immediate assistance. And we've pretty much, it's one phone call away. You know, they need to be put into a hotel for the night. The family needs food and they need clothes. It's one phone call away, and we're able to get that to them that day. We're able to walk them through the next steps of, you know, where to go from here. And a lot of families suffer that problem once we leave. It's, you know, what do I do now? I've just had an emergency. And so we were able to give back in this way.
And how many stations do you currently operate?
We have seven stations, but the foundation is ran through our administration building, which is in Chino Hills.
Let me get this straight. The foundation, are you part of the firefighting apparatus in the area?
We are. The foundation is primarily members of the fire department, but the foundation is a nonprofit organization that is separate from the fire district.
Okay. Now, you also have lots of educational programs like CPR classes and even some programs for kids. Can you tell us about some of those?
Well, we have started partnering with one of our firefighter paramedics that we're very proud of, Ryan Porcinian. He is the head of a Heart Safe Chino Valley program and a Bleed Safe Chino Valley program. Ryan is a very, very, very driven and intelligent firefighter that we have that has decided to take it upon himself through the district with support from the Fire Foundation and the Chino Valley Professional Firefighters to put AEDs, which are automated external defibrillators. This is what will deliver electricity into a patient's body when they're undergoing CPR, and to give training to our citizens and the layperson that may be able to make a difference in a patient's life. He does this through all of the businesses and communities and schools, and also the Bleed Safe program with the idea of if we can stop the bleeding during a traumatic incident, which unfortunately we're seeing more and more often unfold through domestic terrorism, that we can save more lives. And the first people that can, you know, approach somebody and do this is going to be the citizens that are maybe laying right next to somebody who, you know, just suffered this trauma. So we are proud to support Ryan and his efforts and his team. Other programs that we have and we're very proud of are the Make a Child Smile program. This program has a myriad of other subcategory programs that are able to reach our youth, and again, in the cities of Chino Hills and the unincorporated areas of the county. One that really sticks out and that we have a lot of support for is the Code 3 delivery. This is done around Christmas time, where we take 100 students from our local schools, and we are able to give them $100, and they get escorted over to the Walmart in Chino, and they are escorted by police officers, our fire engines, lights and sirens. They get really excited, and they get to walk side by side with a peace officer or a firefighter and spend their money however they see fit. And I'll tell you what, Stephen, it's going to warm your heart when you see these kids go in with $100, and you know what they do? They buy clothes for their brother. They buy clothes for their family members and toys, and they, and it's just really, you know, hits you somewhere in your soft spot when you see them buying things like that. And along with that, senior delivery, where we were able to give food to our senior citizens, both in Chino and Chino Hills. And we can also send these kids over to the Embers of Hope Camp. This is a fire and burn foundation where they can go and learn about burn survivors.
Great. Now, where does the Chino Valley Fire Foundation get its money to keep up with the ever-expanding infrastructure and the growing population in the area?
That's a great question, and that kind of brings us to why this new event, the St. Paddy's Festival, came about. We only get our money through donations. And again, the unique thing with the Chino Valley Fire Foundation is that we only have volunteers running the program. So any money that we get in through donations, 100% of it's going to be used back into the communities of Chino, Chino Hills, and again, those unincorporated areas of the county. With obviously these programs growing, back in 2001, we were only able to do Code 3 delivery for about 35 kids. That's up to 100 kids now every year. And with that, we needed some more funding, and that's what came about. To, you know, we need to find a new fundraiser that can be a family-orientated event and maybe give, you know, mom and dad some time to kick back and try some of their local brewery's product.
Okay, now let's go into that. Talk about that special event you got coming up. It's the St. Paddy's Day Festival. Tell us about the event. When is it? Where is it? And how can people participate?
So the St. Paddy's Festival came about looking at our calendar and saying, you know, where could we get a good group together and have a good time? We landed on the weekend before St. Patrick's Day, not St. Patrick's Day weekend, but the weekend before, March 9th to Saturday. It's going to be between the hours of 1 and 5 p.m., and it's going to be located at the Shops at Chino Hills. It's an outdoor mall.
And tell us about some of the festivities you've got on tap.
So what we got on tap there, Stephen, is we got unlimited beer tastings from the hours of 1 to 5. We have up to 30 local breweries. These are local independent breweries that are going to be coming and sharing their product. We got live Irish rock theme music by a band called Alehouse Fire from Los Angeles. Excellent, excellent music. I've been listening to them all week. I'm really excited for them to come and play at our event. We're also going to have live pipes and drums from the Rancho Cucamonga Firefighters pipes and drums band. We got food sponsored by Limerick's Tavern. And Limerick's is a new pub that just opened up at Chino Hills, the Shops at Chino Hills. And I got to tell you, Stephen, their food is excellent, absolutely excellent. Every time I'm around the Shops, that's where I have to go eat. The service there is great, and not to mention they got multiple beers on tap that, you know, I enjoy.
Okay, great. Now tell us, how much does it cost to get in, and how can they get tickets?
So right now we have tickets on sale for only $35, and we're going to have that low price up until March 1st. After that, we're going to go ahead and switch that to $45 and up to the day when you can buy tickets at the door. Right now our tickets are for sale, and you can find a link to that on our Facebook or our Instagram account. That's the Chino Valley Fire Foundation's Instagram or Facebook account. Or if you type in your Google search window, St. Paddy's Festival Ticket Spice, it's also going to come up.
Does the foundation have a website?
We do have a website, and that's going to be through our fire department's website. So just type in Chino Valley Fire District, and under Community Relations, you're going to find the Fire Foundation's page. And that will have a bunch of information about all the programs that we support and our ability to take donations. and then also, you know, where you can find the tickets to our upcoming event.
Okay, great. Once again, let's reiterate, where is the St. Paddy's Day Festival? What day, when is it, and how much does it cost?
So the St. Paddy's Day Festival is going to be on March 9th from 1 to 5 at the Shops at Chino Hills. And tickets right now up till March 1st are $35. That's our online price. Shirts are also going to be sold online.
And what does that all get you?
So that $35 is going to get you free food provided by Limerick's Tavern. We also have a couple other food vendors there, raw sushi, Papachinos. It's going to get you the music for 2 hours with the Alehouse Fire. And it's also for the 21 and older, going to allow them to go into our beer garden where we're going to have up to 30 breweries for unlimited beer tastings. I also want to put out there, ages 12 and under is going to be free admission.
Okay, great. Nathan Brooks, firefighter and paramedic for the Chino Valley Fire Department and also event coordinator for the Chino Valley Fire Foundation. We've been talking about their St. Paddy's Day Festival coming up. Thanks once again for talking with me today, Nathan. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen. Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.